Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming to Steadfast Baptist Church. If you could please find your seats and turn to your hymnals to song 31, He Lives. Great Easter song 31, He Lives. Song 31, let's sing it out. He Lives. Have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Steadfast Baptist Church and all the longtime members here and the visitors as well. I pray that you bless every person here and pray that you would use our church to tell many about the resurrection. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, for our next song, let's go to 34. I know that my Redeemer liveth. 34. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Song 3-4, I know that I'm a healer.
I'll see you.
time, we'll have our announcements. Let's go ahead and go to our announcements here.
Thank you for coming to Steadfast Baptist Church. If you didn't already get a bulletin, you can lift your hand nice and high. Those who have completed our Bible memory passage, Proverbs 31, can already claim their prize. So we're allowing the early bird to get the worm on this one. We have a couple different options. We have a gift card prize, and we also have some nice monogrammed tumblers that say Steadfast on them. And so if you would like one of those, you can see Brother Oz, and he can help get that to you. On the inside, we have our service and soul winning times, church stats. Please make sure to text or message your soul winning captains about your soul winning numbers. So if you get any salvations or anything like that, make sure you're saying, hey, me and so got this many salvations. That way we can make sure we're keeping our totals and numbers up to date. We have several ladies on the right that you can be in prayer for who are expecting. Please make sure you're praying for them. Also, upcoming events. This evening, we are having our regular communion services, and so that's going to be immediately following the service. As soon as we're done with the last song, we are going to pass out. Actually, I'm saying this wrong. Let me make it clear. After I'm done preaching, we're going to pass out the material, and then we'll be singing our last song as that's being passed out. And then I'll come back up, and we'll just partake in the Lord's Supper. We do have a open communion policy for our church, so anyone who's saved can partake. The only thing that I try to emphasize or try to encourage people to take note of is that you don't want to be in violation of any 1 Corinthians 5 issues. So I do believe that, obviously, if you weren't even welcome to be in church or you shouldn't be in church, then you shouldn't be taking the Lord's Supper. But you know what? If you're saved and you're not in something like that, then there's nothing wrong. We have nothing against that. We would love for you to partake. Obviously, only for saved people. So I know the kids want an extra snack, but that's not what we're doing. And so just as a reminder. And I know for my kids, they're always talking about, like, I can't wait to get saved so I can eat the juice, or have the juice in the cracker. And I don't know, it's a motivation to get saved. But, of course, we want to wait, all right? And so we'll be doing that immediately following the service this evening. I'll try to give instructions again when we get there. Also, we have a preaching class upcoming next Saturday, April 6th, April 9th to the 10th is the Verity Youth Rally. April 13th is the Shreveport, Louisiana Soul Winning Marathon. May 5th is a spring swap. And then we had a soul winning marathon yesterday with 53 salvations. Thanks to everybody who participated in that. That's great. And then on the back, we just have our prayer list. So if you have any prayer requests that are not already in there and you'd like to add them, you can always email us or fill out one of our cards and put it in the offering plate, and we would love to add that to our list or be in prayer with you. If you have private prayer requests, please make sure to indicate that it is private. Otherwise, we just assume it's public. That's pretty much all I have as far as announcements. We're going to sing our hymn of the week, Where the Spirit Blows, and a lot of great doctrine and verses in here. It's also got some resurrection verses in there about Christ arising and emptying the graves. So sing it out nice and loud, Where the Spirit Blows.
All right, let's sing it together, Where the Spirit Blows.
Jesus will be your way to see, red, black, and white, sweet as the sun. Yellow and brown to every town,
offering plates being passed around. Please turn in your Bibles to Matthew 23, Matthew chapter 23.
Matthew chapter 23, the Bible reads, "Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whosoever shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe and mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at the gnat and swallow a camel, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, then the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, If we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you the prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I ask you to help Pastor Shelley to preach this sermon, fill him with boldness. And I thank you for the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just heard a great sermon from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ here, where virtually all of America would already be offended. But I guarantee there's a lot more to be offended from. And what I want to focus on is a few verses here. Look at verse number 14 again. This is what the Bible says. This is what Jesus said. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Now here's the thing. The King James Bible is a powerful book because it uses powerful language and powerful words like damnation. And let me explain something to you. There is nothing wrong with the word damnation or damn or damned or any variation of that word. It is a Bible word. Now, first of all, I don't even make distinguishment personally from Bible words and other words, because you know what? They're just words, folks, at the end of the day. But some people make such a big deal about using words that are not found in the Bible. In fact, they'll disregard your entire sermon and entire message just based on the word choices that you make. And so I've decided to preach the same truth with a slightly different word. And this is what I know, they're still not going to like the message. But the title of my evening sermon is this: Damn Joe Biden. Damn Joe Biden. Well, you know, that's mean. Okay, it might be mean, but you know what? Jesus Christ is telling people, he's rebuking people, and he's saying specifically about them that they cannot escape damnation. And let me explain another individual who cannot escape damnation. It is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is destined for hell for all of eternity, and you know what? He cannot escape that damnation. In fact, he's just making it worse for himself every day that he has more on this earth. Right. Yeah, right. Oh, I don't like the sermon already. Well, buckle up, buttercup. Look at verse 33. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? How can Joe Biden escape the damnation of hell? Let me explain something. He can't. And you know what? He's not necessarily a religious figure, but because he has such an amplified voice, he acts as a false prophet in many ways when he gets up and just preaches his nonsense, preaches lies, and tries to elevate in our country filth, sin, and false doctrine. And this guy, oh, I don't like the name calling. Well, you wouldn't like Jesus. Because Jesus is calling people serpents. He's calling people vipers. And not only that, he's just broadly labeling people. Did you read this? Ye generation of vipers. Oh, how dare you just call everybody a viper? That was Jesus. Jesus was just looking at a broad swath of people and just saying, ye generation of vipers. How can you escape the damnation of hell? And you know what? You just sometimes look at the White House and you look at our government and you say, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Our nation is filled with so many political figures that are the most wicked scum on this planet. And you know what's so frustrating is how no Christian will preach against them. How Baptists won't say anything about it. And it's almost like they're trying to provoke Christians, like, what do I have to do to get you to preach against me? And Christians won't do it. Well, I'll do it. Amen. We'll delete you off YouTube. I'm already off YouTube. Well, we'll take you off Facebook. I can't be on Facebook. You can't even use my name. I'm like the one who shall not be named, okay?
You can't link to our website. You can't link to any of our sites. It's just like, they already don't like me. I get it. I know why. Because I'm going to call them out. And you say, I don't like the word damn. Well, you know what? It's in the Bible. Let's see it more. Go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter number 16. How dare you say that Joe Biden's damned? Well, number one, he's a Catholic. And let me explain something to you. Catholics aren't saved. But then on top of that, he has a wide swath of issues that make it abundantly clear that the guy is destined for hell and will never, ever escape it. The guy is doomed. The guy is wicked. The guy is a minister of Satan. The leader of our country is a minister of Satan. And you know what? He makes America look bad, and he makes Christianity look bad. And it's incredible how he also makes Catholics look bad even. I mean, Catholics already got enough problems, and he's making Catholics look bad. Catholics blush at how wicked Joe Biden is. It's disgusting. John Chrysostom does not agree with you, Joe Biden. Look at Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What a nice verse. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Let me explain something. Joe Biden does not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is damned. He is damned to hell, and he's going to split hell wide open, and he's going to go to the lowest hell because he's such a wicked, evil person. He's a fake person. Go to John chapter number 5. Go to John chapter 5. Joe Biden is pro-abortion. Joe Biden loves the murder of children. Joe Biden loves the murder of innocent little babies who have never done anything wrong. He wants them to be brutally and savagely murdered. That is what Joe Biden wants. Joe Biden hates the idea of Roe v. Wade being overturned. Joe Biden would love for every woman to literally murder their child today because he's an evil pawn of Satan. He is a minister of the devil. And how in the world are we taking our tax dollars and giving them to the government and they funnel through all kinds of NGOs and other programs money to these specific individuals who are murdering children? They're taking our money, our tax dollars, and they're literally using our money to destroy innocent life. How can you like that person? How can you like the fact that they're stealing your money to murder children? What a wicked individual. How in the world is that a limited federal government when they're going to take our tax dollars? Hey, I understand we need roads and highways and we need government. We need a military. Yeah, we don't need you to take our dollars and give it to some Satanist to murder children through abortion. You know, it used to be that abortion was such a big issue in America that if you're pro-abortion, they would not vote for you. You were looked at as a scumbag and as a loser and as a demonic, evil, satanic piece of dung. And let me explain something to you. Now, all of a sudden, it's the popular opinion. Well, you know what? It's not popular with God, so it's not popular with me. I personally don't even think it's probably that popular. There's a lot of propaganda in our world. There's a lot of evil in our world. I think most people realize how disgusting and evil and filthy this is. But just because of the Democrats having just so much control over our system and the devil having so much control over our system, they try to convince you that it's normal or natural or people like this kind of junk. Look, it's usually just a bunch of lefty weirdos and freaks. Yeah. And I think that it's being way blown out of proportion. I don't think it, but even if it was, even if it's as popular as they suggest, you know, popularity doesn't make something right. If 99% of our country wants to murder children, it's still wrong. If they join hand in hand, if they think it's all great, if they think it's wonderful, well, you know what? They're cursed. Anybody that's going to destroy innocent children and innocent blood is just cursed of God. Joe Biden is a fake Catholic. He's not even, like, if you even understood what Catholics believe, how could you even claim to be Catholic and be pro-abortion? I mean, Catholics, for a long time, used to have this specific title, like Irish Catholic. You say, what's an Irish Catholic? It's when you have so many kids so quickly that they're within the same calendar year. And they're like, are they twins? No, they're Irish Catholic. Meaning what? That you literally had a baby born within less than a 12-year period of another baby being born. Because Catholics were so pro-baby. They were so pro-giving birth. Now, hey, Catholics are wrong on a lot of issues. And I still don't think you should have children that close together. But at least they weren't murdering them. least they weren't killing them. For Joe Biden to be pro-abortion just proves he's not even a Catholic.
And look, Catholics aren't saved and they're not going to heaven. But he's even worse than the Catholic. He's worse than virtually every person on this planet. And the Bible has Jesus Christ constantly. I mean, what we've read so far is red letters, folks. We're reading the red letters of Jesus Christ damning people and explaining people being damned. Don't get offended by the words of Jesus here. John chapter 5, look at verse 28. The Bible says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." Joe Biden will be resurrected one time under the resurrection of damnation, and he'll be thrown in the lake of fire to be burned for all of eternity for being such a wicked scumbag. Joe Biden is a wicked, evil, scumbag communist who sold out our nation. And you know what? Every single Christian, every single pastor in our country should be condemning Joe Biden right now. Should be saying how evil and how wicked he is. I mean, do you not even believe in a Christian nation anymore? That you're going to allow your leader to spit in the face of our Lord and Jesus, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I mean, he is so evil. I haven't gotten to it yet. I'll get to it in a minute. But he made a press release about celebrating on Easter one of the worst abominations ever. I mean, this guy is trying to provoke Christians to respond, and I just don't understand why they're not responding. Why are they so asleep today? Why are they so, why are they so cowardly? Well, probably a lot of them aren't using the King James Bible, so they don't even have the word damn in their Bible. Go over to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They would say, "Oh, what a potty mouth preacher. Oh, he's the cussing preacher. He used the F word or something." You know, and it's like all these pastors and all these Christians got their panties in a twist because I used the F word one time. And I'm thinking like, dude, it's not aging like milk. It's aging like fine wine, my friend. Are you really going to sit here and say you like Joe Biden? I heard one pastor say that I blasphemed. And I'm thinking, like, is Joe Biden God? I this is what I want to know. Did you disagree with the message, though? They become those Christians. Well, I have to be honest. I agree with the message. I just didn't like the way that he said it. Well, you know what? You're not even going to say it. You won't even say, damn Joe Biden. Hey, I'm trying to get you to just say that. You don't, if you say like, I can't say the F word, you know. I've never cussed in my entire life. I'm such a good E2-shoes, okay? Oh, wow, you're so amazing. You must have never played golf ever, okay? You must have never held the flashlight for your dad, okay? He's just like, I've never heard anybody cuss. You know, you must have never done construction for a moment. Have you even driven before? Have you ever been married? Has your wife ever given birth? And I know that you're laughing because it's true, okay? And you know what? Hey, I'm not the type of person that goes around and just uses every four-letter word I can think of every single second. In fact, I don't even like it. But you know what? I think that they have a purpose in this world. They have a purpose to be used in specific instances for a specific purpose of bringing power to the conversation. Because if you're around someone that doesn't talk like that and all of a sudden they start, you're like, what happened? Yeah. Something's happening here all of a sudden, okay? It alerts your attention. Whereas if you say it all the time, it becomes white noise and you just looked at as being ignorant and dumb and foolish and just not having any real sophistication about yourself, not any character, not being very mature. It's not looked at as being mature when you have a potty mouth, according to society. But you know what? We shouldn't condemn the usage of words because words can't hurt you. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words cannot hurt me. But there's so many Christians, they're offended by words today. They're offended at a pastor using a certain word, but they're not offended at a literal communist takeover of our nation. They're not offended at a devil being at the helm of our nation. They're not offended at literally the worst scum and abominations being praised in our nation. They're offended at a pastor using a word. Well, you know what? I won't use that word, okay?
Damn Joe Biden. There. Is that better for you? Do you like the message now? No, no, you still don't like it because you're a coward and you don't want to preach what the Bible says. You're just nervous. Well, you know what? We need for someone to get nervous again. Like, what do you want to happen in this nation? I mean, do you just want trannies to take over the entire nation now? Do you just want sodomites to just go unchecked? You know what? Someone needs to be nervous. Someone needs to be nervous about what the preacher's going to say, what the Word of God is going to say. You know what? It's a shame in our nation, if we're a Christian nation, that we can be this sinful and no one's even nervous what the pastor might say. Like, there's so much adultery and child trafficking and faggotry and just abomination in our country, and you're not afraid of what a pastor might say? I mean, how neutered are the pastors in our country? I mean, this is the Lord's day. Our Lord and Savior rose again from the dead, and they just don't want to deal with the sin issues of this world. They just want to just keep their head down and pretend like, you know, we could be raptured right at this moment. I mean, you know, we could get out of here at any second. You know, I'm just really hoping that I just get out of here. It's like, dude, you're still here. Why can't you preach something? Well, I'm nervous. I might lose my YouTube channel. Dude, you are getting 30 views a sermon. Like, you might accidentally get discovered. Like, it's not going to hurt your ministry. Someone might actually find your preaching. You know why people are not getting nuked on YouTube? Because they have nothing interesting to say. Because anybody has anything interesting to say, it's going to be banned like that. All of the good stuff is gone. And you know what? They're so afraid of losing their building and all this other stuff. Well, you know what? Nuts to that. We didn't have a building. And by going through all of the persecution we've gone through, we now have a building. So riddle me that. I wasn't even trying to buy a building. I guarantee you, if we had not gone through the persecution we have gone through, we would still be renting. Because you know what? I had a 5-year contract on Hearst, and it has not expired. I know that because we're still going through the legal proceedings, and I have to tell my lawyer how much money we've lost so that the landlord, when he gets his butt kicked in court, has to pay all of our fees, okay? You know what, I just don't want that kind of persecution and heat and whatever. It's like, dude, you're a pastor? Like, can't we have real men be pastors again and say what the Bible says? I mean, I don't remember the men of the Bible being like, I'm afraid to say that. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not. I mean, John the Baptist, this is like, what do you think about Herod? No opinion. Seems like a great guy, you know? Well, what about the fact that he's shagging up with his brother's wife? Let's not talk about that. Let's just talk about love, man. Love. You know, when the Pharisees come out that John the Baptist is preaching, he's not just like, hey, guys, how's it going, man? Cool. I like your long robes, brah. No, he's rebuking them to their face. He's a real man. He's going to say what the Bible says. You know what men do? They don't care what other people think. They're just going to say what's true. That is real men. And you know what? We need some real men back in this country. We need some real men that are going to say what needs to be said. And you know what? The Bible uses the word damn. Let's get another reference. Look at verse 12. That all they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Boy, does that sum up America. America is filled with people that are going to be damned. And top of the list is Joe Biden. That is the ruler we deserve in many ways, but it doesn't stop me from wanting to preach against him. You know, we need to talk about the leadership in our country. It's evil. It's wicked. Go, if you would, to Isaiah chapter number 5. Go to Isaiah chapter number 5. Now, I wanted to print it out, but I didn't print it out. I just have it on my phone. Joe Biden released a press release recently. I think it was released yesterday. It was released very recently. I have the press release, but I don't have a date on it. But it was either like yesterday or maybe 2 days ago. It was very recently. It's from whitehouse.gov. Let me just read this for you. Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr. I already know he didn't write it because it was cohesive, okay? President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. What a fag-loving idiot. What, by virtue, there is nothing virtuous about what you did, Joe Biden. You are wicked as hell. You are a minister of the devil. You know, what a satanic thing. Oh, I'm just going to happen to pick the one day that's Easter. The one most significant day of the entire calendar for Christianity, for Jesus Christ. I'm just going to pick that one day by just accident, I'm sure, and put that as a day that I'm going to recognize the most disgusting, filthy, wicked people in our society. Now, this actually kind of makes sense if you think about it, because if you go, I don't know if I had you turn somewhere. Yeah, Isaiah, keep your finger in Isaiah. Go to Psalm chapter 12 for a second. Psalm chapter 12 is a great passage on the preservation of God's word. But you know, it has this interesting verse at the end of it. It has an interesting idea here at the end of it. And you know, boy, does it sound like Joe Biden. It's his name all over it. Psalm chapter 12, look at verse number 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Let me explain something. Joe Biden is one of the vilest men that has ever been exalted. And because of that, we have the wicked walking on every side. We have trannies walking around everywhere. I'm not going to use the word transgender because it's a fake word that it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a transgender. There is no transgender person. It does not exist. It is fake. It is imaginary. It is as real as the flat earth, folks. Transgender is as real as rocks being shot off the earth and hitting the moon, okay? That's how real it is. In fact, that's more likely still. You say, what is transgender? Well, if you look it up in a dictionary, this is what it says. A person whose gender identity differs from the sex the person was identified as having at birth. So it's saying this person is somehow internally different than who they are in a physical reality. Well, it was kind of confusing because it uses the word gender identity, which who knows what that means? Well, look it up, all right? Gender identity, a person's internal sense of being male, female, or some combination. Well, you know what? It's a lie. You know why? Because no guy has ever, even for one second, known what it feels like to be a woman. None of us have any idea what's going on in y'all's head. It's so confusing. We have no idea. I've never had a moment in my life where I knew what it was like to be a female because I'm not one. You know what else? I've never known, even for one second, what it's like to be a panda bear. You know why? Because I'm not a panda bear. I can't say, like, I just feel like how a panda bear would feel. You don't know what that's like because you're not one. Men have only ever felt like men because they are a man. And women have only ever felt like a woman because they are a woman. They have no idea what it's even like to feel like the other person because they're not one. Oh, I just feel like I'm different. I feel like I'm a woman in a man's body. Well, have birth, okay? There's no such thing. Well, I'm going to change my gender. Also impossible. It doesn't matter what you do. You can never change. Just like, you know what? I can't take every tree out here and chop off all of its branches and glue them to me and become a tree. I could glue every tree branch and every lemon and orange and apple to my body and I'll never become a plant. I could take an animal fur and I could put it all over my body and I'll never become an animal. You can never be a male or a female by changing. You're either born it or you're not. End of story. There's no way to change it. You know, let me say something. Michael Jackson is black. But wait a minute. I saw a picture of him and he looked white. No. He destroyed his skin, but he's still black. He didn't stop being a black guy by bleaching his skin. You can't change the color of your skin, Mormons, okay? If you were born white, you're white. If you were born black, you're black. You'll never know. I'll never know what it's like to be a black guy. I could literally color every square inch of my skin black. I could dye it black. Someone could invent a way for my skin to turn black, and I would not be a black guy. Because it's just not how it works. I could also not be a 7-foot guy. Now, I know there's some guys, there's a surgery out there that'll like literally put things on your leg and try to like stretch out your legs and try to grow like 2 inches. And then they're all walking like this. Like, you know, it was really hard for me to pick up chicks at 5'10". But now that I'm 6 foot, I really have a lot of chances, man. It's like, no. Stay short and athletic, okay? Walking like a freak is not going to help you. And let me explain something. If you don't like being male or female or whatever you are, mutilating your body won't make it better. In fact, most of these people, after they do mutilate themselves, they want to kill themselves. They're a danger to society. This is just evil. What Joe Biden has said. I'll keep reading just for sake of giving you the whole press release. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Well, you know, if what he means by lifting them up is crucifying every single transgender, then you know what? I'm all for it. I mean, we are celebrating the Passion Week. If that's what he wants, if Joe Biden wants us to all crucify every transvestite in our nation, I'm all for it. I will help. I will volunteer. I will quit my job, and I will help do this to every single one of them. It would definitely eliminate violence in our society. Okay. So I'm all for that. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 29th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. What a blasphemous, satanic, evil person. You're going to talk about the year of our Lord? You don't have this guy as your Lord. Your Lord is Satan. Why don't you just say that? In the year of Satan. And of the independence of the United States of America, the 248th. What a wicked, satanic piece of filth. You know what? Damn Joe Biden. He's so evil and so wicked. And I just can't understand how nobody has the balls to actually curse our leader. Now look, I'll grant you, there are passages in the Bible that talk about not to curse the ruler of thy people. And even 1 Peter chapter number 2 talks about that. But I want to go through a slew of verses here, and I want to look at what the passages are actually saying, and then I want to see what kind of conclusion we should really come to. Now go to Isaiah chapter 5. I had you turn there, Isaiah chapter number 5. And this verse really explains well what Joe Biden is and what kind of nation we're in and what kind of state we're in. Isaiah chapter 5 is a pretty famous verse. Look at verse number 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Let me explain something to you. The first word in this passage, woe, is a curse. You're saying woe unto this person. You're saying woe. You're bringing all kinds of cursing and God's hatred towards you for doing this. Doing what? Calling evil good. Wanting to celebrate trannies on a day where we're supposed to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Celebrating trannies when they're virtually non-existent in our population, whereas Christians is the vast majority of our population, of our nation. Why would we want to sit here and cater to a less than 0.1% of our population when the vast majority of our nation is Christians? I mean, don't these people love democracy? Oh, we're all about democracy. Okay, well, let's poll the nation and let's see how many people wanted this. Let's poll the nation and just see how many people want Joe Biden. Because I never seem to see a positive Joe Biden sticker. I see Let's Go Brandon everywhere. I see an alternative to Damn Joe Biden even. I kind of like it. I know you get a little nervous about that, but words still don't hurt me, okay? I mean, what's got to happen in our nation for people to wake up and say, hey, woe unto Joe Biden. Woe unto America. woe unto our nation, when they're literally calling evil good and good evil. And of course, they would say, oh, this hateful pastor, this mean-spirited pastor, this potty-mouth pastor, he's so evil. And then they'll literally get a tranny and say, this person's so good. He's so wonderful. We love him. We'll have him at the White House. You know, I haven't been invited to the White House anytime recently. I don't know if after this I'll be at the prayer breakfast or anything, but... But you know what? They invite trannies all the time, don't they? And you know, it's not like they have to invite me, but just invite any fundamental Baptist preacher. When's the last time we've had a fundamental Baptist preaching conference at the White House? You know, they light the menorah. They do all kinds of stuff for Hinduism and Ramadan and Kwanzaa. Where's the fundamental Baptist preaching? Let's have the Red Hot Preaching Conference on the White House lawn. Why not? Because our nation is run by Satan. That's why. Look at verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. That's Joe Biden. Verse 22. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. You know what? This is Joe Biden in a nutshell, which justify the wicked for reward. Joe Biden does not care about trans people. He doesn't care about abortion. He doesn't care about anything. He is just a puppet to mouth words so that he can get a paycheck. The guy is a hireling. The guy is a fake. The guy is a phony and a fraud. He believes absolutely nothing. He only cares about one thing, and that is money and power and fame, and he'll say anything to get it. You look at Joe Biden's career, he's flip-flopped on every issue. He said every single thing. Why? Because the guy has no real spirit. He's a vacuous soul, soulless individual, NPC. All he wants is money. And you know what? He's willing to justify the wicked for reward. Hey, let's celebrate transgenders. Why? So China can give you more money? So AIPAC can give you more money? So Goldberg can give you more money? I'm sure he's getting his pockets lined for saying this filth and this trash. Oh, well, it'll help us identify more anti-Semitic preachers. Well, why is being against trannies being anti-Semitic all of a sudden? Is it because Jews wear pigtails? I don't know. I don't get it. Why would guys want to have pigtails? You know, it's weird. It's gross. Go to Proverbs chapter number 3. Go to Proverbs chapter 3. Well, I don't think the Bible says we should ever curse anybody. Well, you can believe whatever you want. You can believe in the flying spaghetti monster, too. But you know what? The Bible literally talks about it. Look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Let me explain something to you. The curse of the Lord is in the White House right now. The curse of the Lord is in the house of Biden. The curse of the Lord is in Hillary Clinton's house and in Nancy Pelosi's house and in virtually every single Democrat in this entire nation's house. Why? Because you know what? The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. These people are cursed. You know what? There is a curse on our nation right now. People say like, oh, God bless America. God bless the White House. God bless Joe Biden. You know what? There are so many churches today, I guarantee they're saying, let's pray for our president. Let's pray that God will touch his heart. I hope that God smites his heart. Yeah. I hope that God just crushes his heart like the puny, disgusting, black, dark thing that it is. And he just squeezes every ounce of life out of it, and he causes Joe Biden to have a heart attack right now and die. That's what I hope. I'll pray that prayer with you. Yeah, I'll get on my knees, and I'll pray that with the whole congregation of the Lord, because you know what? That guy is wicked as hell. And you know what? We need some fear in this country again, and would to God, God would hear a prayer tonight of a Baptist preacher praying for God to smite Joe Biden in a miraculous way. Let me explain something. I'm not going to do anything to Joe Biden. I don't want you to do anything to Joe Biden. You know what? I want God to kill Joe Biden. I want God in a supernatural way that could never be explained by anybody, humanly speaking, to just strike Joe Biden. 10,000 lightning bolts out of the sky just crash on his head. I actually have a cooler way in a minute I'm going to explain, but hey, all of them. any of them. I don't want any man to touch him. I don't want man to get credit for his death. I want God to get credit for his death for being such a wicked, satanic minister of the devil. Just like God got all the credit for Pharaoh's death. No man touched Pharaoh. You know who killed Pharaoh? God did. God killed Pharaoh. And God killed Herod. And God kills these wicked, evil people who speak against him and think they're so mighty and think they're so smart. But you know what? The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Go to Proverbs 24. Go to Proverbs chapter 24. This guy's destined for hell. Let's get him there as soon as possible, folks. And you know what we need? We need Americans praying for Joe Biden. But not praying the prayer that you think. Praying an imprecatory prayer. Praying for God to break his teeth in his mouth. I don't even know if he has real teeth anymore. You know? Maybe that already happened. His son's teeth are definitely gone. Proverbs 24, look at verse 24. He that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous. Notice this. Him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. You know what's so embarrassing? Is how Joe Biden can get up and literally praise trannies, and then every Islamic nation in the world is going to say, oh, what a freak. What a minister of the devil. Oh, what a satanic, worthless piece of scum. Oh, what a puppet. That's what every Islamic nation will say about Joe Biden today. And then Christians will get up and be like, oh, he's our president. Oh, you know, if he invited me to the White House, I would wear my nice suit, you know? Oh, I would love to go and hang out with him and all the Jews in the cabinet. No, you know what? We should be cursing him. We should be cursing him. What does the Bible say? He that saith unto the wicked, thou righteous. You know, Joe Biden's saying, hey, you do abortion, you're righteous. No, they're not righteous. They're a murderer. Everyone that commits abortion is a murderer. And you know what they deserve? The death penalty. That's what they deserve. He's saying they're righteous. He's saying that people that are trannies are righteous. No, they should be put to death, is what the Bible says. And you know what? The people should be cursing this individual. We should be cursing this kind of a leader. Christians should stand up and say, our leader is wicked. Our leader is a satanic piece of trash. I'm praying for his death. I'm not going to, are you going to vote Democratic? No, I'm going to pray for his death. Are you going to vote for Trump? No, I'm going to pray for Joe Biden's death. And you say, well, that'll give us Kamala. Well, then she's next in line, okay? I mean, we're called the whore of Babylon. I mean, what do you expect, you know? I mean, if America's not Babylon, we're sure trying to be. Look at verse 25. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight. I think a lot of people are enjoying this sermon. And a good blessing shall come upon them. You know, how dare you curse people? You know what the Bible says? If I rebuke that individual, a blessing is going to come upon me. So you know what? You can stay blessingless, but I'm going to take the blessings of the Lord by rebuking Joe Biden and saying, damn Joe Biden for being such a wicked, evil, satanic minister of the devil. A Jew-loving, fag-loving idiot is what he is. And you know what? All he is a hireling. He only cares about money, and he's just a puppet and a figurehead, and he has no real brains in his head anymore. He's just a mindless piece of trash. Go to Acts chapter 13. Can you say this in America? Well, you know, according to the Constitution, I can. That probably doesn't even exist anymore, but we're going to test the limits. Hey, if they give me rights, why don't I use them? You know, theoretically, I can say whatever I want about the president. Oh, well, you know what? He might not like you. Good. I hope so. I hope he listened to the message. I hope it's not like when the guy called in and said, like, hey, Joe Biden, let's go Brandon. He's like, yeah, let's go Brandon, man. He didn't even know he was being mocked. He's not brain dead, folks. I hope that if he heard my sermon, he would at least recognize that it was against him. I would hope that God gives him enough cognitive ability to recognize that I was preaching against him. And when I said, damn Joe Biden, it wasn't a positive thing. Because I wouldn't want him to be like, oh, that was a good sermon, man. Yeah. Go team, bro. It's like, I would want him to recognize, hey, that guy might be preaching against me, man. Yeah, he is. Acts chapter 13, look at verse number 9. Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety, and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Boy, could that just be said to Joe Biden? I mean, look what it's saying. All subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? This guy won't stop. This guy is on an unstoppable train of filth and abomination in our nation. Somebody stop it. Isn't there a man of God in America to get up and say, damn Joe Biden? Isn't there a man of God in this country to say, hey, let's pray for this guy's death because he won't stop an abomination train? I mean, this guy is so evil. Why are we just laying down and just saying, like, who cares? You know why we're laying down? Because of the stupid preacher rapture, that's why. Christians are just so lazy and cowardly, and they don't care about America. Well, you know what? I care about America. Can't we just stop with the insanity already? Oh, I'm going to vote for Trump. Well, you know what? I'm going to pray for Joe Biden's death. That's what I'm going to pray for. Well, I don't like this message. Well, you know what? Maybe you're John Mark, because he left after this, okay? Look at what it says in verse number 11. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. You know what the Apostle Paul did? When he was filled with the Holy Ghost, he cursed people. He cursed people. And you know what God did? God cursed them. Not only did Paul curse him, God cursed him because of Paul cursing him. That is God confirming. I mean, God's trying to triple confirm to you. Look, he said this because of the Holy Ghost. And then after he said it, God confirmed it by literally blinding the guy. He's trying to get you to wake up and realize, hey, it's okay to curse people every once in a while. But who? The right person, right? Obviously, we're not just going around and saying, this guy cut me off in traffic. All right, God. You know, lightning to him. You know, obviously, the disciples had this mentality a little bit. They went to Samaria, and they're like, hey, these guys didn't like us. Nuke them. No, but that's a lot of Christians today. They say, like, hey, just nuke the Middle East. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying let's just nuke large populations and let's just kill lots of innocent people. No, no, no. Joe Biden is one person, and he's wicked as hell, and he needs to be damned into hell as soon as possible. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Well, I think that was Old Testament when people got cursed. This is a New Testament passage. Let's go to more New Testament passages. Because so many people, they'll say, like, this was so mean-spirited, and this was not exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit. Well, you know what? One of the first fruits of the Spirit is love. Amen. I love America. Amen. I love God. I love the truth. I love children. You know what I don't love? People hurting that. And if you told me that you love America, but you're going to allow someone to literally take advantage of it and force it and destroy it, you don't love it then. I mean, how could you sit here and claim that you have the fruit of the Spirit of love when you're just allowing evil people to go unchecked? You don't have love. That's not true love. True love is going to stand against that which is evil and that which is wicked. Hey, you know what? You're going to abhor that which is evil and cleave unto that which is good. Don't tell me you have the fruits of the Spirit because you don't use certain words. Oh, you're so wonderful. You're so good that you don't use the word damn. Well, you know what? Let's read another curse in the Bible, New Testament, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema meredatha. He's saying, hey, if people are actively hating the Lord Jesus Christ, let them be accursed. And let me explain something. Joe Biden does not love the Lord Jesus Christ. Let him be anathema. Let him be anathema meredatha. Let him be cursed. What are you going to do with that verse? You positive only preaching liking Christian? Well, why can't we preach? It's Easter. Can't we preach something nice? No. Come in the morning. Okay. You Sunday morning only? This is Sunday night. Okay. Go to Psalm 109. What are you going to do with this passage? What are you going to do with this verse? Well, I just think we should always just give everybody the benefit of the doubt. You going to do that when someone knocks on your door and says they want to take your children away from you? If someone tries to steal your children in broad daylight, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt? Well, maybe just borrowing them. If someone wants to put a gun to your head and try to kill you, are you just going to be like, Oh, maybe they're just playing a game. I mean, like, what kind of society do you really think you live in here? We're just going to allow people to just do anything and everything. I mean, read a book on communism. Please. Read 2, read 5, read 10. Because let me tell you something. That's where our government is headed right now, and we need someone to stand up against it. And if you think that you're loving by allowing communism to come in our country, you are just as deceived as the guy that's unsaved. The evil that is approaching on our nation and our country because good men won't stand up and won't preach the Bible and won't say what needs to be said, it's so egregious, my friend. I can see why Jeremiah wrote a book called Lamentation. You know what that is? Crying. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He kept crying because he just knows what's going to happen. He knows the evil that's going to come upon them. And, you know, many men of God cried when they realized what was going to happen because he realized how much rape, he realized how much torture, he realized how much murder, he realized just how much savagery was going to go on to that nation because of the path that they were headed on. And let me explain something to you. America is headed down a path of rape, torture, and the worst evil ever when people won't stand up against this. You don't even understand where we're headed, folks. This is serious. This is real. People need to take action. People need to actually preach the Word of God. We need real pastors that have real courage, that are filled with the Holy Ghost to actually damn the false prophets and to damn the evil leaders amongst our midst. We are fighting a real spiritual battle here. It's not a flesh battle. I'm not calling anybody to arms. We are in a spiritual battle, but we need somebody battling. We need some offense for a while where people are preaching against these evil, satanic pieces of trash. We need it. And if I have to do it by myself, I'll do it. Psalm 109, look what the Bible says in verse number 6. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. This sounds like a president dying. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him. Neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Hey, I hope nobody blesses Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or anybody in the Biden family. Nobody do good unto any of them. I hope they're all cursed. Oh, this is mean. Verse 13, let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. I hope nobody ever names anybody Joseph Biden ever again. Just a cursed name, just like Judas. Verse 14, let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. You know what? Joe Biden loves to curse our nation, and he loves to curse Christians and curse conservatives and curse MAGA people and curse white supremacists and to curse all these different people. You know what? Let it all come back unto him. Let all the curses that he poured out. I mean, he said all the people that weren't going to get the COVID shot. I don't even remember this. He said all the people that aren't going to get the COVID shot, it's going to be a dark, cold winter. What is he doing? He's trying to curse our nation, literally. Yeah. I mean, even if you were like 100% pro-vaccine, why would the leader of the nation say like, well, I know some of you don't want to get it. I still hope it goes well for you. No, he wants you to literally die. He wants to literally curse you. He wants to literally curse America that didn't get the poisonous vaccine that they gave everybody. Yeah. So on one side, he's going to try and poison and curse everybody with death, and then on the other side, he's wishing evil upon the people that didn't get the poison shot. The evil, satanic person that he is. Well, I hope all that cursing comes back unto him. Verse 18, as he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. Hey, I hope that this happens unto them. Someone that's going to be an enemy of Jesus Christ, I hope all this stuff happens to them right now, especially Joe Biden. Go to Psalm 58. Go to Psalm 58. What are you going to do with this passage, you liberal Christian? Now I know why Christians don't like reading the Bible. They were like, whoa, what is that? I guarantee you show people passages like this, they'd be like, that's the Quran, or that's, you know, that's some mean religion or something like that. This is the Psalms of David, the man after God's own heart. The sweet psalmist of Israel. You know, that was a song. I wish we could sing it. Like, I would be rocking to that jam. You know what I mean? Someone has a tune for that. You know, I hope we even make new tunes, but I want to hear the original, too. It's a real banger. Look at Psalm 58, verse 6. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Hey, Joe Biden loves abortion so much. Well, let him die an abortion-style death. Let God just curse him and cause him to just shrivel up like a dried-up raisin. Let God just destroy his body like they like to do in these abortion clinics. Let him just melt like a snail. Lightning would do that. It's great with me. Go to Isaiah 14. Go to Isaiah chapter 14. I still don't think we should curse people. Well, how much Bible do I need to show you? I mean, how much Bible do you have to see? Well, okay, we should curse people, but I just don't know. Like, Biden? Then who? Right? Like, if we can't curse Biden, then who can we curse, folks? Like, at what point are you going to realize, like, hey, God is okay with certain people being called out? With certain people? These passages have to apply to somebody. Well, they applied to Judas. Sure. But you know what? It's not like God was like, I'm just going to write a whole chapter about Judas, and then no one will ever be like that ever again. There's never been another bad person ever. Look, that's a silly idea. There's a lot of really bad people in this world. And in some ways, obviously, no one sold out the Lord Jesus Christ except for Judas. That's the worst. But in many ways, there's a lot of individuals that are hurting all kinds of children and women and people all over this nation, and they're just so evil. And because they're allowed to live so much longer, you could almost argue they've done worse works as far as quantity is concerned. Obviously, quality of act, I mean, there's probably nothing worse than selling out the Lord Jesus Christ, but as far as quantity of evil actions, there's many that are doing all kinds of evil. They're killing many people, selling lots of people out, being a traitor to lots of different individuals. And look, there's a lot of traitors in our country. People have sold us out for probably more than 30 shekels. But you know what? They're just a Judas, just like Judas was. And I hope that they melt like a snail, just like Judas killed himself. You know, the only downside to suicide for me is this. Because this is my problem with suicide for some of these people, is sometimes they hurt other people when they commit suicide. You know, they'll drive into oncoming traffic. Well, you know what? There's a victim there because they hurt somebody else, right? Or they shoot themselves and there's all this blood that somebody has to clean up. You know, there's a victim there, right? Like, I just wish God could somehow destroy them. And, you know, God, Jesus had the best idea, tying millstones around their neck and throwing them in the sea, because there's no cleanup. There's no cleanup. There's no other victims. No rocks were harmed in this process, okay? You know, it's the most plentiful things that we have, rocks and rope. You know, it's like, hey, we can manage plenty of loss of rocks and rope, okay, for a while. We'll be good. But, you know, I don't want these individuals to walk into schools and shoot everybody or death by police or something like that. And that's a lot of times what these individuals do. But let me explain something. You know, our leader if we're Babylon, would be, in a sense, kind of like the king of Babylon. Let me explain something. The king of Babylon is an evil, wicked person that was cursed. Look at Isaiah 14, verse 4. That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon. You could say this is Joe Biden and say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the sepulcher, or the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no feller has come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. You know what? When Joe Biden dies, hell is going to be moved to meet him at his coming. It's going to be ready. Verse 10, all they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like us? You know, right now, Joe Biden's the most powerful man in the world. President of the most powerful nation. But one day, he'll be in the lowest hell, and they'll be like, hey, you're weak just like we are. You know, you twisted our arm. You twisted our arm in Iraq and Iran, and you did a coup in South America and Brazil and Argentina. And you know what? You took me out, and I was weak, and your government was so much powerful than me. But you know what? You're in a lower part of hell than me, buddy. There's so many evil leaders and rulers that Joe Biden's killed, and they're in hell right now. And you know what? They were weak. But you know what? Joe Biden's going to be weak one day, and he's going to be in hell, and there's nothing he can ever do about it. No power ever again. No fame. No notoriety. No ice cream, Joe Biden. No kids to sniff. Just lots of pedophiles to roll around with in hell. You disgusting pervert. Kid sniffer. Hey, if someone sniffs kids, they should be just, like, beat. I mean, what kind of society do we have? Look, no grown man wants to walk around sniffing kids. Kids are smelly, too. Okay? You know why someone wants to do that? Because they're a perverted pedophile freak. The guy is a pervert and a pedophile, showers with his daughter. She admitted to it. And, like, well into the point where she could remember. Look, obviously there's nothing wrong with toddlers and babies being showered by their parents because that's everybody does that. But you know what? They don't remember that. They're not writing diary entries about that when they're, like, 10, 11, 12. It's a disgusting pervert. And you know what? He's going to go to hell just like the king of Babylon went to hell. I mean, that's what the Bible says. Some people can say, like, oh, I think, you know, the king of Babylon was saved. Well, not according to the Bible. He went to hell. I have so many other verses I need to go to, so I'm going to have to speed up for sake of time. But go over to Romans chapter 13 for a second. Go to Romans chapter 13. You know, there's too much Bible on cursing. I mean, if I haven't convinced you at this point, then, you know, you're never going to be convinced. But somebody will be like, oh, well, you didn't read 1 Peter chapter 2, Pastor Shelley. It says, honor all men. Okay, I guess just throw out every verse I read. Yeah. Right? Let's just, the Bible says honor all men. The Bible says honor the king. Okay, well, do you think there's an exception to honor all men? Like, I don't know, Judas. Should we honor Judas today? Should we have a national Judas Day? Should we have a national, like, adultery day? Like a national, let's worship Pharaoh Day? I mean, obviously there's a caveat to reprobates and God-hating freaks that you don't honor these people, okay? Just like if there's a king that's an obvious pedophile reprobate, no, I'm not going to honor him. Now, look, if there's a king and I don't like him, if there's a king and he's not saved, if there's a king and he makes decisions that I don't agree with, if there's a king and he gets up and he says, I don't like Pastor Shelley, he's a loser, you know what? I'm still supposed to honor him. But you know what? When he's a pedophile reprobate, I'm not going to. You can sit here and bless the wicked, but I'm not going to. You can bless Satan's ministers, but I'm not going to. You know what? I'm going to curse God's abhorred of God. I'm going to curse those that are this evil and wicked. And the Bible does. The Bible constantly curses these people. And at the end of the day, you know, Romans chapter 13 makes it really clear that some people need to just be put to death. Look what it says in Romans chapter 13, verse 4. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. You know, the Bible says that the powers that be are ordained of God, specifically government, specifically leaders, to be a minister of God to execute wrath and vengeance. And, you know, he wants to celebrate National Transgender Day. He wants to raise awareness. Well, you know what? Praise God for the Nashville Police Department, which shot Adri Hell to death, who was a transgender, went into a school and shot six people and killed them. Yeah. Praise God for the ministers of God, the Nashville Police Department. Yeah. Hey, we're going to raise awareness for transgender. Yeah, I will celebrate the Nashville Police Department. That's what I'm going to celebrate today. You know what? Because they shot and killed a tranny who was a disgusting, evil reprobate, harming and killing children at will. Oh, let's celebrate people that are murderers of children. This was in 2023. In 2022, Anderson Lee Aldrich in Colorado shot and killed five people. He also identified as trans. In 2018, in Aberdeen, a Snochi Mosley, also trans, killed four people. In 2024, in Iowa, Dylan Butler went into school and shot and killed one person and injured lots of people, also identified as trans. I wonder why Joe Biden wants to keep continually praise trans people. When was the last time you read in the news article, fundamental Baptist preacher goes into a school and just randomly blows kids' heads off? Never. Never. And you know what? There's more fundamental Baptist preachers than there are trannies. There's more of us than there are of them. Why aren't we just constantly blowing kids' heads off and committing abortion? Oh, yeah, because we don't worship the devil. And you know what? The LGBT all worship the devil. They're all ministers of the devil. They're all reprobate, and they all need to be executed by the government. And we need more police departments like the Nashville Police Department to execute them. I want to go one more place. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Well, I lied. Sorry. Deuteronomy 27 and 1 Corinthians 11. But I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 27 for a moment. Now, here's the thing. Joe Biden's Catholic. Some of the Catholics that are conservative, I guess, said, well, we should deny him the Eucharist. We need to deny Joe Biden the Eucharist. But you know what? I hope that they don't deny Joe Biden the Eucharist. I hope that Joe Biden goes into the Catholic Church and takes the Eucharist and that God turns that wine into poison and poisons him and kills him right on the spot. I hope that Joe Biden literally dies the moment he tastes the Eucharist for blasphemy and for just being wicked as hell. That's what I hope. I'm going to pray for that. Don't deny him that. Let him be damned. Let him be cursed for partaking in that. The wicked piece of trash that he is. Well, I don't know if you know, this isn't a nice sermon. Get over it. You already clicked off anyways. You clicked back on because you were like, what else did he say? Verse 15. This is what the Bible says. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image. Oh, there's your Catholics. And you know what the Bible says? And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Hey, you know what? Cursed be those who make and worship graven images. Cursed be Joe Biden who goes into a Catholic pagan house of idolatry and worships Mary and worships the saints who are really just ministers of the devil, transforming themselves into angels of light. And let me tell you something. The Bible says, cursed be he. And you know what all the people should say? Amen. Amen. Verse 16, cursed be that setteth light by his father, his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Hey, you know who's that? That's that Jew, Arthur and Goron, who's literally seizing on Donald Trump's property illegally and stealing his landmark and taking his property by lying about his property value, by defrauding Donald Trump, by trying to steal that. You know what? Cursed be that Jew. You say, which one? All of them. The Jews killed Jesus. I just want to make sure this sermon has all the right buzzwords, okay? 9/11 was an inside job. Look at verse 18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say, amen. You know what? There's so many people that are disabled that are being taken advantage of by our government. Verse 19, cursed be he that perverted the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow, and all the people shall say, amen. You know what? All the people recognizing that immigrants are crossing our border and then getting a debit card? Talk about a perverted judgment of the stranger. Why in the world are you just lining the pockets of all these infiltrators into our country and into our nation? You know what? Cursed be that person. You know, all the people should be saying, amen. You know, where are the Christians on these issues? Where are they waking up? Ah, well, we went to Joel Osteen's church, and it was so sweet. So pretty. We all got our pink shirts on with our pink ties. Oh, are you part of the transgender community, buddy? I mean, as a man in 2024 America, I wouldn't be caught dead in a pink tie anymore. There's enough trannies and fags to go around. You don't need to add to it, okay? And confuse anybody else. I'm wearing blue, okay? It's a boy's color. Verse 20, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovered his father's skirt, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister. Oh, yeah, that's Hunter Biden. Oh, I'm sorry, am I not allowed to say that? The guy who, like, married his brother's wife? I mean, that's disgusting. Or slept with her? I don't know what they did. It's gross. All of it. The Biden family is just cursed, my friend. Verse 23, cursed be that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say amen. That should be going without saying. Verse 24, cursed be that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen. Hey, all the murder going on by a secret? Oh, yeah, abortion again. All the abortion, we should just be saying that person's cursed. Verse 25, cursed be that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. Oh, yeah, that's Joe Biden taking money for abortion issues, for all the evil and the murder that's going on in our nation, and yet he takes reward for it. Verse 26, cursed be he that confirmeth not all. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say amen. Amen. Leviticus 20:13, amen. Amen. You know what? Cursed be you if you don't like that verse. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you should endorse and confirm and like and tweet and just write it on your heart and write it on the doorpost and put it on a billboard and, you know what, put it on a poster and make a documentary about it, Leviticus 20:13, okay? Amen. Have the website URL. Go to Leviticus20:13.com and you can check out our website, all right? Because you know what, I confirm all the words of this covenant. I like them all, every word. You know what, I can't stand Christians that say, I don't like that verse. That's Old Testament. Oh, God was different. Oh, God is angry. No, cursed be you. Yeah. You better like all the Bible or you're cursed. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. What does this have to do with the Lord's Supper, Pastor Shelley? Just hold on, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Well, first of all, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died for even these wicked people. And they rejected him. And you know what? They're going to be cursed. They're going to die and split hell wide open. And you know what? We all deserved hell. And praise God, by his grace, he saved us. But you know, just because I did deserve hell, just because I did deserve a spiritual death, doesn't mean that I deserved a physical death by the death penalty. And I hate how I constantly bring up passages in the Bible that say, hey, this person needs physical death. And they're like, oh, well, for the wages of sin is death. Oh, everybody's a sinner. Oh, everybody deserves death. Oh. No. You know who says that? The person that's worthy of physical capital punishment. You know why someone would get up and say that? Because they committed adultery. Because they committed murder. Because they're actually guilty of something worthy of death, and so they just don't like the death penalty anymore. Well, you know what? Nuts to you. Cursed be you if you don't like the Bible. You know what? We need the death penalty in our country. You want to save America? Start with the death penalty. Addition by subtraction. That's how you make America great again. We have too many bad people in our nation and in our country. And again, one of the ways to eliminate bad people, according to the Bible, is kind of an interesting way, but would be if they partake in the Lord's Supper incorrectly. I mean, that's what the Bible literally says. The Bible literally says if you partake in the Lord's Supper and you do it unworthily, God may even kill you for doing so. Now look at what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the word of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh, notice this word, damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. You know what? I hope that Joe Biden eats and drinks damnation to himself, and I hope that the Lord damns Joe Biden. I hope he does get to have the Eucharist, and that blasphemous, wicked symbol is, you know what, just something he chokes on. I hope that the of course, it's not really supposed to be alcohol, but Catholics use alcohol, that poison. I hope that that poison turns into the worst poison and just rots his insides out, and he melts like a snail, just like the poisonous solution they put on those babies in the abortion clinic. I hope that that rotting poison just gets in his insides and it just eats him, just like Herod was eaten of worms. I hope that it just eats him up, and I hope he just explodes. Like, you know, Indiana Jones temple, not Temple of Doom, what is it? Raiders of the Lost Ark style, right? They see the Ark of God and they just melt like a snail. They're just like, ah! Someone make a clip out of that, I don't know. I hope so. But you know what? We that are saved, we're not unworthy to drink and to eat because we've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And you know, we're not eating the literal body and blood of Jesus Christ. That would be wrong because the Bible says not to drink blood. Okay, it's a symbol. It's a symbol of what Christ did for us, that his blood was shed and that his body was broken for us. And so we break the bread to signify what Christ did for us, that his blood was literally shed for us. And how dare such an evil satanic ruler get up and try to declare the most abominable filth on the day when we're supposed to remember the Lord, remember his sacrifice, remember his blood being spilled, remember his body being broken. We should be thinking about Jesus. We should be thinking about his death, burial, and resurrection today. And you know what? Cursed be this person. I hope that God kills him in a supernatural way so that no one will ever disgrace Easter again. But you know what? Even if it doesn't happen, he'll eventually go to hell, and we'll be celebrating the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection for all of eternity while he rots like the disgusting, filthy worm that he is. I hope it happens. Even if it doesn't, you know, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I hope that when you partake in the Lord's Supper this evening, that you don't take Christianity lightly. We're in a real battle today, folks, a real spiritual battle. People are withdrawing from church. People are withdrawing from going soul winning. People are withdrawing from reading their Bible. People are deciding to just care about the things of this world. Quit hanging on to this world. It's cursed. Quit hanging on to the cursed thing. You know what? Achan was cursed with the cursed thing that he took. Let go of the cursed thing. Allow it to be cursed. Get it out of your camp. Stop feeling like you have to bless Joe Biden. It just makes me so mad. Whenever I was driving down the road, I saw this billboard, and this was a while back, but it was Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church, and it was like an advertisement for a sermon or about the election, because he's like, you know, of course Trump's going to be elected. And then when he wasn't, he said, now I know the results weren't what we thought, but let's pray for the good of our president. Let's pray for Joe Biden. Well, you know what, Robert Jeffress? You need to change your mind. You need to pray for Joe Biden to be damned and to be cursed like the dog that he is, like the reprobate that he is, the child-sniffing predator that he is, the abortion-loving, fag-loving, Jew-loving, anti-Christ that he is. And you know what? We need more preachers to preach a message like this. If you don't like the words that I use, use other words, but say the same thing, please, and I'll like it. Okay? I'm not going to judge you for which words you use, but please say the same thing. Please. Oh, well, I don't think you read that passage in context. Then explain all the verses I use in context, please. I'd love you to. Well, that would be like a 20-part series at our church. Well, you know what? Bring it on. America needs that.
Yeah.
Our country needs that. But let us not be cowards. Let us not be ashamed of the Bible. You know, who knows what's on the horizon? You say, Pastor Shelley, you know, you could get a lot of heat, you know. What if they kill you? Well, I'd rather die standing against this filth than go work with the tranny. And celebrate the tranny. Go to your next work party, and they're like, oh, we're going to celebrate all the trannies in the company now. Let's everybody clap for them while they come in with an AR and shoot everybody in the head. Because they're such a mentally disturbed psychopath, they think they're a woman in a man's body. That person is not mentally stable. You're like, oh, I don't want to die this way. Okay, well, then you're going to get on an airplane, and it's going to be like, hi, I'm your pilot. I'm Jennifer. And you're going to die because it's going to crash the plane. You think you're going to escape death? No, you're not going to escape death. And if you know what, you're going to stand with trannies, well, a tranny might kill you then. But I'd rather be standing with the Lord Jesus Christ and be standing on the rock of the Word of God than to sit here and just acquiesce to all the filth and this nonsense in our nation. And you know what? Nuts to Joe Biden. Damn Joe Biden for saying that today. Everybody should be saying it. Let's close in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, so much for giving us the gospel, for giving us your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to shed his blood for all of our sins. I pray that we wouldn't allow such a desecration. I pray that we wouldn't be just so complacent to accept somebody to come against the army of God, to defy the armies of God, to defy the armies of Israel, to defy the Lord Jesus Christ on his most holy special day, that we would just sit here and just pretend like nothing's happening, that people would just allow Goliath to go out there and blaspheme God. No, I pray that God's people would fight today. They would fight with prayer. They would get on their knees and they would beg you to destroy this evil, wicked reprobate in our nation. I pray that people would have faith today. I pray that people would actually believe the Bible today. I pray that men of God would actually get on their knees and lift up holy hands and pray your wrath on this evil, wicked administration that's in our nation. That people would actually condemn the evil in our country. That men wouldn't just sit here and allow all these transgender, pedophile, and freaks to just go unchecked in our nation. But rather, we'd call the dog a dog, that we'd believe the Bible, and we would just curse the reprobates to hell. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
All right, we're going to sing one more song before our pastor leads us in the Lord's Supper tonight. We're going to do Song 27, The Old Rugged Cross. Song 27. Let's sing it out tonight. Song 27, The Old Rugged Cross.
Wow.